What's up, guys? Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. We're talking about drop shipping name brands, the complete guide for 2022. We're going to tell you everything you need to know about how to drop ship name brands. Now, we start by asking the question, which name brands can you drop ship? Can you drop ship Apple? Can you drop ship Nike? Can you drop ship Adidas? You know, when people hear name brands, this is where their head goes to. And this is wrong.
Yeah, and you've often said this on the stream. When we tell our parents that, you know, we're dropshipping, something our mother always says is, oh, you should sell to Apple. You should sell Apple. You should sell whatever. And yeah, this is where people go wrong, because this is going to be the most competitive, just worst thing you could possibly sell. And we used to be in some niches that were pretty competitive, and we wound up getting in with like some pretty big name brands in those spaces. And we could talk about that a little bit on the next slide. But yeah, this is where people think the big bucks are, when in fact, that's not typically the case unless you're just a huge, huge retailer.
Right. And I don't even know if you could technically dropship a lot of these big brands, but either way, it doesn't really matter, because it's not even something you should be even considering. Now, here is what you should be looking for. When we're talking about name brands, we're talking about smaller name brands that have dealer programs. This is one that we actually used to dropship ourselves, Legion Furniture. They make bathroom vanities, they make tubs. And if you, this is pulled from Ahrefs, which has some search volume information, you could see Legion Furniture Vanity has 200 searches a month. And this clearly understates how many people are searching for Legion Furniture Vanities per month, because you could see under that there's people searching for 24 single bathroom vanity set by Legion Furniture, 24 bathroom vanity, you know, 24 inch single bathroom vanity set. Oh, that's the same. Oh yeah. People searching it with the quotes and without the quotes. So there's so many different ways that people search for Legion Furniture products on Google. And if I were to show you a similar example with Apple, or like people searching for Apple MacBook, it would be like millions of searches per month. But that's not what we're looking for. We want low competition, lower volume, high ticket. That's where the money is. If you want to be, you know, chilling in your house, taking it easy.
Yeah, people want to bite off more than they can chew and start selling friggin' Apple products, when that's just not the market you want to get into. Those are going to be sold by big distributors, and it's just a completely different business model. So on this Legion Furniture example, you know, we were selling, they sell vanities, they sell tubs. We actually were like, okay, what happens if we get in with a brand like Kohler? What happens if we get in with a brand like American Standard? And guess what? We were actually able to do it, but it just totally doesn't work. You know why? Because you're not contacting Kohler and saying, hey, can I set up a dealer account? And they're like, sure. Kohler is not going to talk to you. They got a big network of distribution centers. So you got to get in contact with a distributor, and they're going to give you, you know, the pricing, and it's just going to be terrible. You know why? You know who's buying Kohler? Home Depot. They're buying just truckloads and truckloads of Kohler products. And that's how they make margin, by buying in mass. A company like Legion Furniture, they're not doing that type of volume. So they're going to be willing to set up a smaller dealer network where you could sell one off and still make good margin.
And Mike, you know, on our current store right now that did over 600,000 last month in revenue, we're actually in with a really big household name brand. They make a lot of different products. They're in Home Depot. They're in Kohl's. They're like an international brand. And it's one of our worst like product lines that we sell, because it's much better to work with the smaller companies that appreciate you and want to work with you as a dealer, as an online marketer.
Yeah, I'm not sure which brand you're talking about, but it is certainly true that some of these smaller dealer networks, those are going to be the best, because you know what? They'll take you out to dinner. They'll appreciate you. They'll give you exclusive things you could sell. They will help you. Oh, okay. You just sent me the brand. Yes. It's very, very difficult to sell that brand, because it's being sold by everybody else, all these high powered retailers. And guess what? I mean, we sell products that Home Depot also sells, that Wayfair also sells, but it's not Kohler level. Though Home Depot, Wayfair, like, they're pushing those super popular brands because there's a lot of search volume there. They probably are bringing in a lot of stock. These other brands, it's all about the long tails. Legion Furniture Vanity, you can see just by this one screenshot, there's hundreds and hundreds of these long tail keywords that people are searching. Home Depot does not care about this.
Right. But, and it's also the account. I also get the vibe that it's about the account to brand relationship, like Home Depot's relationship with Kohler. I'm sure Kohler is Home Depot's biggest account and vice versa. Whereas, right, you know, Home Depot might carry some like smaller brands, but they don't really care about them. And those brands, you know, they don't have much clout with Home Depot. So it kind of works both ways. And that's where you come in as the dropshipper.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, maybe a company like Legion Furniture, maybe they do 20 million in sales annually, which is nothing to sneeze at. And it's not that hard to take a small chunk of that market share. And now as somebody at home with maybe one employee, two employees, some VAs, that small little chunk out of a few small brands gives you the ability to basically be financially free. So yeah, you don't need to go to Kohler. You don't need to go to selling Apple MacBooks. You don't need to be selling, I don't know, whatever Disney products to sell some niche expensive stuff.
Yeah. So how do you get in with top brands? I mean, it comes down to three things. If you're new, really the only thing you could do if you're new is have a great looking site and know how to talk to them. This is something we go over inside of our course. The other thing, as you grow your business, is being a player in the industry. Now, for our one store we have right now, we were players in the industry, and these suppliers would want to meet, like they'd meet with us and they'd be like, oh, we're, you know, you're meeting with the CEO, we're taking you out to lunch. Like, you know, there's stuff that goes down behind the scenes, almost as if it was a real business and we weren't like sitting here in our mom's basement running Google ads. So,
yeah.
So the other
thing, people can say, oh, what if I'm not a player? What if I'm not a player in the industry? How could I make money?
You got to become a player. I mean, but you can make money before that. Like, you know, you got to start somewhere. You got to start, and then you nurture the relationships as you go.
Yeah. I mean, when we got in with Legion Furniture, we were not a player. We had that was like a supplier we got in with before we even started running ads, basically, for that particular website, which you do talk about inside of our course. We talk about that whole website, break down everything, break down the niche. It's part of the Niche Selection Masterclass. But it also has to do with how you talk to people, you know? Yeah. So like when we teach people, we're trying to give them the skills and the knowledge that when they call a company like Legion Furniture or whoever you call, you sound like, you know, you sound like a player. And for some brands, that's going to be good enough. But if you're talking to them, you don't have any idea what you're doing, your site looks bad, they're gonna be like, okay, why would I even bother letting you sell my products? So yeah, I mean, just having a great looking site can make you look like a little bit of a player. Knowing how you're gonna sell their products, Google Ads, the strategy behind it makes you look even better, and just being confident. And that will get you in with the first initial suppliers, and then you start running ads, you start getting sales, and now you have some clout in the industry. You go to the next supplier, maybe they denied you previously. You said, hey, I'm selling a whole lot of these Legion Furniture tubs. I think it's time you let me in. And they're like, I can't let Legion Furniture get the market share. And then that's it.
Yeah. And the last one is having content and existing organic rankings. Now, you could do this to become a player, or you could be doing this to start off. And if you search for Build Assets Online Granger Interview, I forgot how to say his name.
Granger
Interview in YouTube, you could see an interview with one of our top students who basically did exactly this. He had a niche site that had existing organic rankings. His niche site wasn't making that much money. He was, you know, struggling with some of the Google updates, but still had organic traffic nonetheless. And dropshipping basically saved his business because he turned his niche site and his footprint in the industry from organic search into a dropshipping store. So that's another great tool to have in your tool belt. You could search for that interview to learn more about that. Now, the last thing I want to say, Mike, is that brands need you as the dropshipper. They need us more than ever. I mean, everybody knows that the economy is not what it was in 2021 when free money was flying all around. You know, you got the PPP loans and the stimulus checks and, You know, it's like this. Everything's, the money's flying everywhere. And what I'm noticing, Mike, and I think you're noticing the same thing, is that a lot of these companies that you would dropship for, they're going back to their core competencies, which are warehousing, warehousing, importing, et cetera. And they don't really want to focus on sales, customer service, and they're relying more and more on the dealers to lean down their operations. And that's why I think high ticket dropshipping in 2023 and beyond is growing stronger as other business models, online business models, become more and more volatile with AI and things like that. There's going to be people searching for products online. And if you can pay to get in front of those people profitably, then you're good. So that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, when the economy starts to go down, people want to lean out. When the economy is going good, people are taking out loans, they're expanding, they're getting into all sorts of different leverage. And yeah, a down economy sort of squeezes out all those people that were playing in the snake pit, as Dave Ramsey likes to say. So number one, I mean, for us, high ticket dropshipping is one of the greatest business models in the sense of whatever the economy is doing. You're able to lean out if you have to, because you can run a huge operation with literally a couple VAs. So if you have to scale back your ads, that's really your only like cost inside your business. It's just your ads, and you can turn it on or off. You could scale it up or down as the economy, demands.
And, you know, Mike, having had discussions, especially recently, with people that own agencies, what we teach inside our course, and for free on this YouTube channel, frankly, about Google Ads and about SEO is so valuable that like companies will pay like exorbitant amounts of money for it. We have dealt with dealers who basically kind of screwed themselves over because instead of working with us, they will rely on these agencies and just basically who will spend their money on ads with no clear ROI. And I'm telling you, it happens constantly. The main skill set of being online is being in control of your ads, being in control of your search. And a lot of companies don't know how to do this, so they hire it out. A lot of agencies are frankly bad at it and charge an arm and a leg. So I cannot say this enough. The viability of high ticket dropshipping in 2023, as the economy gets worse and worse, I think it just gets higher and higher.
Yeah, that is a good point, because let's say, yeah, you're a company, you're bringing in products, you're trying to sell them on your own. You hire some ad agency, you're paying them $10,000 a month, and maybe they're producing some results, but as things tank, your margins are getting thinner, and this $10,000 a month cost is still fixed to this agency. And if you fire them, then you have nobody running your ads. And even, you know, so basically you're running these ads at a loss because you got to pay the agency. Yeah. The agency sucks. They're not paying attention to your exact margins. And that's how people get squeezed out, versus we're not doing this. There's no cost if you just do it yourself. Yeah.
And the people who truly know how to do it, they're either people like us, people like our students, people that are running agencies. I would say they're in the second tier. They don't know how to do it as good as people who do it with our methods for their own business, but they're in the second tier. And that's about it. Like, it's very rare for a company to hire a good SEO or a good Google Ads manager. Like, I just don't see them bring it in-house very often. And when they do, like, it's often a disaster. I literally had to save one of our dealers' websites from catastrophe, because one of their in-house people did like some sort of migration of their site to like a new platform. Like, I think they were going to Shopify. They 301 redirected everything wrong. And I basically had to tell them, like, hey, if you don't fix this now, like, their site was already crap. Like, their search rankings were already tanking. And if we didn't tell them, I mean, I don't know where they would have been. But it just goes to show you that what we're teaching and focusing on are the valuable skill sets.
Right. And why would you go work for a company when if you just run Google Ads yourself, you can create a bunch of websites, have a bunch of assets that you can sell for a multiple down the line. Why would you go and work for some schmuck 40 hours a week when you could just sit here in your mom's basement and take it easy? So the key points here, don't drop ship Disney, Apple, Google, Samsung, Frigidaire, LG, these big brands. Just stay away from them. You don't need to do that. Find more niche brands that have good dealer programs, that have high ticket products, learn how to run Google Ads, learn how to do SEO, and you can create your own website. You can sell these products and I don't know, maybe get financial freedom. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that these days, but it's certainly out there. It's certainly a possibility. Any last words, Joe?
If you want to see how we build our online business portfolio, I mean, if you're new, it's at buildassetsonline.com/playbook. If you've been watching at this point, you know where to go. So
take it easy.